News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, a quick walk around the streets of Dublin or in any of Ireland's other towns and cities in recent years, and you can't have missed the phenomenon of the e-scooter. And in the Dáil yesterday, one TD raised concern about the lack of regulation on these vehicles. An independent TD for Louth, Peter Fitzpatrick, joins us now. Peter, tell us your concerns around them. Are you against them in general, or is it regulation you want to see?
I'm not against e-scooters, but I think we need regulations. As we all know, that these e-scooters has got very, very popular in Ireland. And in my constituency in Dundalk and surrounding area, and even myself, we do have a lot of concerns. I got an opportunity yesterday on Leaders' Questions to raise my concerns with the Taoiseach. I talked about responsibilities, I talked about consequences, and I talked about awareness. And I also gave a few examples of what was actually happening. As you know, Ciara, these e-scooters can do speeds of up between 20 and 40 kilometres per hour. And my biggest concern at the moment is, even yesterday, going to Leinster House, I was caught in a traffic jam there in Amiens Street. And I seen an e-scooter coming up on the footpad, crossing the road, onto another footpad. And you wouldn't believe it, Ciara. Even then on the e-scooter into a local shop. And just to me, that's very, very dangerous. And even coming home from Leinster House there yesterday, another traffic jam there at the moment is, the e-scooters are coming in the cycle lanes. All of a sudden, when they see a traffic jam in front of them, they're skipping on top of the back onto the footpads again. To me, we do need regulations. And in fairness, I had an opportunity yesterday to see exactly where the law of the land stood. And the problem we have at the moment is, and the Taoiseach stated yesterday, there's no laws covering the e-scooters. The government said yesterday they intend to legislate for e-scooters going forward. But this could take 12 months. 18 months. Like in my constituency office, I don't know who's going to walk in the door. And with the pandemic for the last number of years, a lot of people are out there exercising, especially older people. And in fairness, like people do want to feel safe walking on footpads. But they don't feel safe on footpaths.
No, and I agree with you. And I've seen them everywhere. And in fact, when I'm driving in and out to work, there is a huge amount of them. And obviously people are commuting on them. And I think people largely think that they're quite a green way to do so, despite the fact that they're unregulated. Is there not a way of dealing with this relatively quickly? Should there not be a few simple rules? Not on footpaths, maybe insured, maybe wear a helmet. I don't know exactly that sort of the regulations that might be imposed, a light if it was dark. But those types of simple things, how hard could it be to regulate these?
Very, very simple, Ciara. I would be contacting the Taoiseach, the Taoiseach and the Minister for Transport today and asking them, is there any chance of getting some kind of emergency legislation in there? Like, the biggest problem too is, if you're walking on the road or you have an accident, who actually is responsible? Like, in fairness, I know a lot of kids go to school in them, which I think is fantastic. But the bottom line is, if someone crashes, knocks somebody down, damages property, who's responsible?
Before I let you go, Peter, do you think that they need to be insured? I mean, bicycles don't need to be insured, but cars do. Are they somewhere in between the two?
Oh, yeah, these are powered personal transformers. And in fairness, as I said, Ciara, they go up to speeds of 20, 40 kilometres. Now, there's an opportunity that we could maybe add them on to our motor insurance, our house insurance. But we definitely need some kind of regulations. We do need to protect our citizens in this country at the moment. As far as I'm concerned, my biggest fear is that someone's either going to be hurt, someone's going to be killed. And as far as I'm concerned, it's an accident waiting to happen.
All right.
And the government has to act.
Look, thank you for speaking to us on that this morning. That is independent TD for Louth, Peter Fitzpatrick. Let us know what you think. I'm sure you have seen the e-scooters. Jane, I've seen them.
They're
everywhere.
Mad stuff.
And they do.
Two or three people on.
They do go at a fair clip.
On their dad's shoulders as their dad is driving. Mad stuff going on.
Yeah, and footpaths. I've seen them weaving in and out of footpaths.
Yeah, get off the footpath.
And you would be afraid if one of those hit you.
Yeah,
you would. Let us know what you think. What should happen with e-scooters? There's a lot of good in them, but clearly they're on the roads without regulation. Let us know, what do you think should happen? 53106 at a cost of 30 cents, or tweet us at NT Breakfast.